This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Internal branding, what companies get wrong every time. What happened? Companies are waking up to the fact that brand identity is not just an external marketing problem. Internal branding, the practice of getting employees to genuinely believe in and embody company values, is gaining attention as a workplace strategy. The argument is simple: if your own people do not understand what you stand for, your customers never will. The communication angle. Most companies handle internal branding the wrong way. They print the values on a poster, hang it in the break room, and call it done. Then they wonder why their customer service feels hollow and their staff turnover is brutal. The poster approach is a broadcast. It talks at people. Real internal branding is a conversation, and there is a massive difference between the two. Compare that to companies that do this well. The ones that get it right do not announce their values. They demonstrate them. A manager at a high-functioning team does not send an email saying, "We value transparency." She runs a meeting where she admits what went wrong last quarter and opens the floor for honest feedback. That moment does more for internal branding than a year of company newsletters. People believe what they see, not what they read on a wall. The communication technique at work here is called modelling. You show the behaviour, you do not describe it. Leaders who model the brand values create a reference point that every employee can calibrate against. The staff do not need to memorise a mission statement. They just need to remember what their manager did when things got hard. That memory is the brand. The failure mode is inconsistency. When leadership talks about collaboration but rewards individual glory, or preaches customer first but punishes staff who spend extra time helping a client, the internal brand collapses. Employees do not get confused. They get cynical. And cynical employees are the single most damaging communication force a company can produce, because they tell the truth about the gap between what you say and what you do. The fix is not a new campaign. It is alignment. Every internal communication, from how a team meeting is run to how feedback is delivered, needs to match the values the company claims to hold. That is what unites a team, not the slogan. The consistency. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on credibility through consistency gives your framework for closing the gap between what you say you stand for and how you actually come across in daily interactions. The principle applies whether you're leading a team of 5 or 500 people. Follow the behavior, not the bulletin. The takeaway. Before your next all-hands or team meeting, pick one company value and build one concrete moment into the agenda that demonstrates it in action. If you claim to value honesty, open the meeting by sharing one thing that is not working and asking for input. Do not explain the value. Live it in front of them. One meeting done this way is worth more than 12 months of internal newsletters. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.